Today I want to talk to you about the importance of waiting for your blessing. The importance of waiting for your blessing. Our text this morning comes out of Romans 8:25, where we find these powerful and arresting words. But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word. From this text, I would like to use as a theme from which to speak to you, your blessing is in your waiting. Your blessing is in your waiting. As I talk to hundreds of people about their goals, their dreams, their plans in life, I notice that most people are trying to get these things overnight. Oh, yes, we want them yesterday. We want our dreams to be handed over to us overnight. We want instant success, or what we call lottery success. We look at successful people and we want to model their lives because we see them living what we call the good life. We don't stop to see how they got that good life. We just see them living that good life. We only see with what the eye can detect. And whatever that eye can detect, it sends a message and a feeling to the brain and the nervous system, and then sets your body in motion as to go for what you are asking for. Now, this overnight obsession we have with feeling good and grabbing success overnight, can I submit to you this morning that it is a dangerous obsession? Yes, it's a dangerous obsession. It's a dangerous obsession because it will allow you to compromise your values. It will allow you to modify your ethics. It will allow you to rely on the concept, oh, Jesus will forgive me, and sometimes even hurt other people in the process. You've heard of this song, if loving you is wrong, then baby, I don't want to be right. Some of us have that concept. We'll do whatever it does to get by as long as it feels good, even though it may not be morally or ethically correct. Whenever you look at a successful person, it is important that you realize that his or her success did not come overnight. No, that success came through turmoil. It came through restless nights. It came through burning the midnight oil. It came through unnecessary criticism. Oh, yes, it came through people gossiping about them. It came through people hating on them. It came through jealousy. And yes, even sometimes folks lying on them. You see, my family, their success came through studying late hours into the night. Their success came through quoting an eloquent poet that said, heights of great men reached and kept were not attained by sudden flight, but they, while their companions slept, stood up with toiling through the night. Their success came through them understanding their plan and purpose in life. It came through them understanding how they made the enemy mad because he lost the soul that he thought he had. It came through them having a strong faith, a focused vision, a willing attitude, and a determined spirit to go through the valley of darkness to get to the mountaintop of prosperity. And my family, all of this was done in our eyesight, yet it was not detected by the naked eye. You see, when you study successful people, when you study the blessings of the prophets of old in Scripture, you understand that their success did not come overnight, but that their blessing was in their waiting. They did not push for overnight success, but they waited until the time was right, and suddenly their blessings began to flow. Suddenly, the job they were waiting for became a reality. Suddenly, the husband or wife that they were waiting for appeared. Suddenly, the child that they thought that they would never bear is now here. You see, family, the blessing is in your waiting. Now, why is the blessing in your waiting? Dr. John C. Maxwell, a great leadership coach and mentor of mine, said that waiting is a process, not an event. You see, at an event, you are looking to get an immediate gratification. But during a process, you are looking to get a permanent blessing. When a seed is planted in the ground, you will not see that seed blossom into a beautiful flower overnight. For if you did, then that would just be a spectacular event. No. See, the seed goes through a process to germinate, to become that beautiful flower. This process is a rugged process, but a necessary process. It goes through things that you and I would never imagine, but that process is necessary in order for it to blossom into a beautiful flower. And the beauty about this process is that it is all going on unseen and undetected by the naked or the human eye. You and I can't see the seed growing in the soil, but it is nevertheless germinating. growing and developing undetected by the human eye. It is not trying to rush its development, push its growth, or just pop up as a flower. It is waiting patiently for its growth or blessings to evolve. In other words, the blessing is in the flower, and it's waiting for it to blossom. That's where the beauty can be manifested. Likewise, God is working on the inside of you and me, and he has planted some seeds of success on the inside of all of us. Embedded in those seeds of us are blessings designed for us to manifest his glory. These seeds are designed in us for success. How do you know? How do you know this, Jesse? How do we know that these seeds are embedded within us for success? Because God said in his word in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God said in Jeremiah 1:5, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." So God desires that we be successful, but that success is all based on time and a waiting process. Not only is it based on time, this success starts developing according to a process in doctors, meaning it cannot be detected by the human eye. So I read somewhere that all things take time to develop, and that all developing things develop according to the natural law. Therefore, they must develop in darkness before they come forward into the light. A baby is born and developed in the darkness of the womb of her mother. You can't see that baby developing with the naked eye, but it is developing and growing nevertheless. And once the baby completes its process of development in the darkness of the womb of the mother, then naturally it will come forward into the light. During this process, she may become tired. During this process, she may become faint. During this process, she may be waiting, and she may be frustrated and emotionally unstable. But when it is time for her to develop that baby, she will muster all the strength she needs to give life to the baby that she's been longing for. She will push even when she does not want to push. She will stay awake to deliver the baby even when she is tired and feeling faint. Why? Because she is fulfilling scripture when it reads in Isaiah 40:31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." So all of success is based on a waiting process. But we don't like to wait anymore. We don't like to wait on anything. Some of us have just a hard time waiting online just to go to the movie. Why? Because we don't have that patience. We want everything when? Now. But there's a reason why wine tastes better after it sits for a long time. God is not a cosmic bellhop to respond to our whims and caprices at will or overnight. God operates according to a process and time. And you and I have just got to learn patience, waiting, because therein lies our blessings. In the book of Psalm, the 37th chapter and the 7th verse, the Bible reads thus wise, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage." Yes, wait for the Lord. For in your waiting is your blessing. You may not understand why your blessing is taking so long to come, but God does. Just trust him. You may not understand why that job you've been looking for hasn't come through yet, but God does. Just wait on him. You may not understand why you haven't been healed yet, even though you're praying and doing what's right, but God does. Just believe and wait on him. Your blessing may not come when you want it, but when it comes, it'll be right on time. All you have to do is just wait on the blessing. Yes, your blessing is in your waiting. The woman with the issue of blood waited 12 long years to get healed. But when she saw Jesus, she was made whole. Her blessing was in her waiting. The invalid man who was healed by Jesus after 38 years of waiting, because his blessing was in his waiting. This man could have easily given up after the 5th year, could have easily given up after the 12th year, after the 20th year, but he waited for 38 long years. He waited and God saw his blessing. Can I tell you this morning that your blessing is in your waiting? Now, what do you do while you're waiting? What do you do when you're just waiting for your blessing to come? First, number one, I want to encourage you to meditate on the Word of God daily. Meditation allows God to talk to you. Meditation calms and calms your nervous system. Meditation refocuses and prioritizes what your daily agenda should be in life. Meditation controls anger, emotion, rush to judgment, and careless speech. Meditation allows you to focus on God's Word in order so that He can order your life. In Joshua 1:8, it reads, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then," listen to the language now, "for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." In the book of Psalm 119, the 15th verse, it says, "I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways." So meditation is key for success to come in your life during the waiting process. Now, during this meditation, don't talk to God, but I want you to allow God to talk to you. Number two, here's the second thing you need to do while you're waiting. Listen for the voice of God. In prayer, you talk to God. In meditation, you listen to hear the voice of God. While you are waiting for your blessing, listen to hear God speak to your spirit. You may ask, how will I know it's God talking to me? In John 10:27, the Bible says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." You will know because that voice will sound familiar to you. You will know God is talking to you because it will be a voice you have heard before somewhere, at some point, at some time in your life, and it will resonate with your soul. That voice will reassure you that what you are doing is God ordained and that you should stick with it and wait for your blessing to follow. That voice will remind you that when you have lost control, God is always on the throne. That voice will remind you to keep moving even when you want to give up. In 1955, when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s home was bombed, Dr. King became very fearful and wanted to quit just the civil rights movement and just life altogether. He got up late one night and he went into his kitchen to get himself a hot cup of coffee. As he sipped on his coffee, he started meditating on God's word and the promises God made him in the Bible. The promises that God made in the Bible to him. Dr. King said he wanted to just give up and just go live a quiet and peaceful life. But at that moment, he heard an inner voice say to him, "Martin Luther King Jr., stand up for justice, stand up for truth, stand up for righteousness, and lo, I will be with you always, even until the end of the road." Dr. King said at that moment, he knew what God had called for him to do. At that moment, he would commit his life to doing what God had called him to do in life. What did Dr. King do? He listened to that inner still small voice that sounded familiar to him because he knew it was God talking to him directly. Often it is in the quietest of the deep darkness of the night that you will hear the voice of God speak to your spirit. Listen to that voice. A young man in Atlanta, Georgia, had a dream to become a great director in the arena of entertainment. He put on shows after shows after shows, but no one would come out to see his shows. He rented out a theater which consisted of about 430 seats that the theater accommodated. And on the night of his show, only 31 people showed up. He put on so many shows that he became homeless and started living out of his car just to survive. Because of failure after failure after failure, after 7 years, he had just lost all hope to do any more shows and was ready to settle for a 9-to-5 job. He decided to put on the one last show that he would, and then he would call it quits. On the opening night, while he was in his dressing room, he started talking to God and questioning God on why things were not going the way he intended. As he was talking to God, he was growing more frustrated and angry because he could not understand why people were not filling up the seats to come see his show and why God was allowing this to happen. As he sat in his dressing room, family, he then just stopped talking. And he heard an inner voice say to him, "I tell you when it's over, not you. I tell you when to stop, not you. Now get up and go and look out into the audience." He said after he heard that inner voice speak inside of him, he went out to go look at the audience and he saw a theater filled to capacity of people waiting to see his show. If he had not if he had not listened to that inner voice inside of him, many of us today would not be blessed by Tyler Perry and his spiritual gift to make us laugh. Can I tell you, the waiting is in your blessing? It took Tyler Perry 7 years, homelessness, abuse, rejection after rejection, failure after failure, to become a multimillionaire. Tyler Perry understood that his blessing was in his waiting. Listen, family, he didn't just wait and not do anything. While he was waiting, he was in meditation. As God did for Dr. King and Tyler Perry, can I say to you, he will do the same for you, but you have to wait and listen for his voice. In John 16:13, the Bible says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his initiative alone, but he will do what he hears, and he will speak and he will disclose to you what is to be done. My family, equally as important for you to do what God tells you to do is equally important for you to listen to what God tells you not to do. I have so much to share with you on this message. I can't do it all today, but join us next Sunday. Next month, I promise you, you will get the second part of this message, that your healing is in your blessing and that your blessing is in your waiting. God bless you.